We are back for the second hour of the 2024 Spring Share-a-thon. I'm Brian Howell from Boise, Idaho, from Salt and Light Catholic Radio. So happy to be here this week for Spring Share-a-thon. It's been a couple of years, and I just miss my friends and my family here in the Portland area, and it's matching Monday, and we had a busy first hour. In fact, Patrick Ryan, our executive director, he's joined us here in the studio with some folks to thank.
Got some good ones here. Thanks to Jody in Vancouver. Jody making your very first gift to Mater Dei Radio.
Thank you, Jody.
So,
Jody,
God bless you.
Wonderful. We love that. Thank you so much for calling in from north of the river, Jody. Also, we heard from our friends Rick and Cheryl in Newburgh. They go to St. Peter's Catholic Church in Newburgh, and they asked for prayers for their new building. They're building that new church down there in Newburgh, and I think we got a few in that first hour from St. Peter, so Newburgh on fire
all
down
right.
there.
And thank you, Rick, so much for what you do for our ministry as well. He reminds us to keep all of our numbers and everything straightened out.
He is our auditor, so this kind of tells you right there how well we keep the books, and that's a credit to Curtis and his hard work, but our auditor also giving us gifts, so that'll tell you. He kind of puts his money where his mouth is.
That's right.
Thank you, Rick, for that generous gift right there. So here's what we're doing today. Matching Monday, and any gift $50 or more is going to get that incredible Divine Mercy magnet. If you make a gift on this Matching Monday, you are part of the double, though. So what we figure we need for the day is about $20,000 to add to our match. That's our goal for the day today. And to get there, we need to make this a $2,000 hour. So we're going for $2,000 this hour. And I know we can do it because we've got a very, very special guest joining us here. And he figured out a great way around the traffic. He rode his bike. Yeah. Of course, we're talking about Ed Longwall from Catholic Charities of Oregon. Ed, great to have you here again. I think every single share-a-thon I've ever done over the last 9 years, you have been a part of.
Never did I get here so late as I did at this one.
But you were here, and you were here on time.
But you know what? We did. We could hear him. He was coming up, ringing that little ding-ding bell. And I'm like, oh. We hear it. He's coming. And he's got that nice little basket and the streamer on the handlebars. I mean, I tell you what, you are a herald of good news as you ride that bike.
Evangelization
around
on two wheels.
That's it. Oh, gosh. Well, just talk about, you know, a herald. We have been talking today, too. It is the Feast of the Annunciation. You know, here at Mater Dei Radio, last time I got hooked on the show, The Chosen, as many people have. And there was the beautiful scene of Jesus speaking to the 5,000. Well, of course, Jesus didn't have a microphone, did he? But he had apostles. He had disciples. And they were placed kind of around the crowd. And he spoke and they listened. And then they would relay the message. And then the next person heard it and they relayed the message. And I feel like that's what Mater Dei Radio is able to do, is we create these great partnerships. And when something is going on, we hear from our partners, this is what's happening, and then we get on the radio and we are able to extend that message. Boy, Ed, for so many years, first with the Catholic Sentinel and now with Catholic Charities of Oregon, I just feel like we've been able to foster such a great relationship with our Catholic ministries here in the Portland area. Get the message out there.
Folks, Mater Dei Radio is really a connective tissue that links us all together through stories. There's nobody else out there digging through the Catholic world in Oregon and finding those stories about those interesting pastors or those fascinating ministries. And we're so thankful at Catholic Charities that Mater Dei helps tell the stories of the most vulnerable among us and what our church is trying to do to partner with them and reach out with them to make them more self-sufficient. Mater Dei Radio is one of the key places where we can tell our story and let you know about it so that you know about that important part of the church.
I love that word, story. And you know what I think is so beautiful, what we have been able to learn and what I especially have been able to learn from you is to how to share somebody's story. Every single one of us has that story. You know, there's not a one of us that doesn't have a story. And you do actually have a story to share. And whether it's just by you being at a holy hour, right? You are sharing your story because you don't know who sees you there week after week or in the middle of the night when it feels like it is just you and the Lord and the rest of the world just fades away. You are still that herald of the good news. And of course, Ed, for so many years at the Catholic Sentinel, you told incredible stories. Well, now you've, I think, God, that might have just been prep work for what you are able to do. Now, reminder, just tell our listeners a little bit about what's going on at Catholic Charities.
Folks, I'm the communications director at Catholic Charities of Oregon now. We have our main focuses right now are trying to address Oregon's homelessness crisis. We don't need to tell you that it's a crisis. You just drive down any street in any city in Oregon and you'll see that. We send people out to homeless camps to give them what they need, but also encourage them to try to work their way towards permanent housing. We also are one of the agencies that the federal government asks to resettle refugees and to help people who are migrants kind of go through the legal channels to become permanent residents or citizens in the correct way. And then the really third pillar we have is affordable housing. That undergirds everything. All these other people we're talking about need affordable housing. Big housing crisis in Portland. People can't afford it. So we've built thousands of units. And once people move in, we don't just give them a room and leave. We have supportive ministries that help make sure that they can stay housed, food, clothing, services, other kinds of things. Thanks to Modern Day for helping tell that story, because it's through that storytelling that we get support and we get prayers that, and we can all do good stuff.
And that, that's some good stuff there.
And then we hear bells ring.
And the bell goes ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
That's good news.
That's not my bike bell?
That is...
You know what? That is
really very similar. That might scare somebody, though. If you were, like, down the road and you're, like, on your left, ding, ding, ding. I mean, like, you would be throwing runners, like, into the ditch and things like that.
I think so.
You know, but just we'll get an update on all that excitement out there. And I have to go back to what you were saying, though, Ed, about, you know, working with the crisis that we have here in Portland. You know, I think it was, who was it? Oh, Jesus. He was the one that said, the poor will always be among you,
yeah.
Right? The poor will always be among you. The Catholic Church, we hear that. You know, Christ said it. We understand it. In Catholic Charities, you're working on the problem, and you work on the problem every day. And it can be difficult work because a community that would be so lacking in hope, to be so beat down, to be almost invisible to the people walking down the street. You know, we walk down the street, we see the problem, and what do? With blinders on, just head forward. Well, Catholic Charities of Oregon, you take the blinders off and you see them. And that's the first step in being able to reach somebody and help them out of their situation.
Lots of credit to our frontline workers who are really the ones out there every day working with people. And that guy you were talking about, Jesus, also said that whatever you do for the least of these, you do for me. And that's something that we really keep in mind at Catholic Charities.
Mm. All right.
Well, you hear these stories at Mater Dei Radio, especially during Spring Share-a-thon. And we would just ask you to please call 888-823-5286 so that we can continue to bring more of these incredibly hopeful stories to you at 888-823-5286. We heard some commotion out there in the hallway, Patrick. What was going on?
Oh, mercy. First bell ringer of the week, and just love it. You know, there's nothing better than ringing the bell. People get so excited, get to hear Frank sing, and it's just a commotion of celebration, a cacophony of celebration.
Ooh, I
right?
like that.
Cacophony.
Hey, there you go. We love hearing that phone ring as well. Want to thank Abel in Hillsboro. Goes to St. Matthew in Hillsboro. Abel, thank you so much for your generous gift today. Also, Mike, who goes to St. Paul in St. Paul, the oldest, arguably I know, the oldest parish in the Archdiocese of Portland. And there is a little controversy about that. But among the oldest, I think we would be safe to say. So thank you, Mike, very much for your generous gift. 888-823-5286. Online, materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. All right, 1320 in for the hour. $2,000 was our goal. We already are well over halfway. 1320 in, 680 to go, if my math is right, and that is highly suspect. But I think this time, 680 to go.
I was wondering why you were walking in with, you know, socks and shoes, and you've been counting.
And when I go above 20, I got to carry, and that gets tough.
Don't forget to carry the one. 888-823-5286, the number to call, or you can make that safe, secure donation online, MonterdeiRadio.com, or use that free Hail Mary Media app. Renew your hope. That is the theme of the 2024 Spring Share-a-thon. And Ed, maybe just talk a little bit more about how Catholic Charities of Oregon is able to renew the hope of so many in our community.
Well, in addition to being kind of the social service arm of the Catholic Church, we also are this agency that encounters the public world, the secular world, with the Catholic message. I don't think any other agency deals with the cities and the counties and the state and the federal government as much as Catholic Charities does. And so a lot of these people, these secular people, and they're beautiful people of goodwill, but we're maybe all they know about the church, and we're aware of that. And we try to put the church in a faithful, clear, understandable way, but also with just highlighting that compassion of the church, that compassion that Jesus Christ felt like nobody else. There's these great terms in the gospel about Jesus's belly turning. That's the kind of the translation you get, his belly turned out of compassion for others. That's what we try to represent to the world, because that's what comes from Jesus through the Catholic Church.
Oh, I love the turning. Yeah. You know, that's that guardian angel, that pull towards you. Perhaps you're listening right now. You're getting that turning. You're feeling pulled in a certain direction. And maybe that's the direction is towards your phone or towards your Hail Mary media app or towards the website, materdeiradio.com. This ministry does not work without our listeners. It just doesn't. We need your support in order to continue this ministry. For so many years, so you think about of all the years Mater Dei Radio has been on the air, the hundreds, the thousands of people who have supported us, we have a responsibility. We owe those people who work so hard to get us on the air, to get things working at the university. And then when we had to move here to Mater Dei Radio here on Sylvan Hill, we have a responsibility to keep this work going. And we have a responsibility to the people listening. Mm-hmm. We have to have this message. We have to have the truth. We have to have the light. And we have to be able to have Mater Dei Radio to be able to herald that message. And to be able, to have partners like Catholic Charities of Oregon. So many of us support the work of Catholic Charities. And again, it's just one of these great partnerships, these friendships that we are able to connect. And again, it just allows us so much more to help those in need, to help those that the rest of us maybe, and I can be in that category too, that live life with blinders on, mm-hmm. right? Well, take the blinders off, take the earphones off and listen to the cry.
888-823-5286, the number to call, 888-823-5286, or go online, materdeiradio.com, or the free Hail Mary Media app. It's safe, it's secure, quick and easy, and you can play a part in Matching Monday. Remember, your generosity today serves as that motivation for others to call in later this week as the Spring Share-a-thon continues all this week. And every gift made before 7 o'clock tonight will go into that matching fund. So won't you help us out, please, as we are trying to reach that goal of $2,000 by the top of the hour. Got a lot of it in the barn already, to use a Pat Ryan mannerism there. Yeah, I thought I played that well. But, we want to thank those that called, and especially that generous gift that got us to ring the bell there. But we just love to hear from you. We've already got two new members of the Mater Dei Radio family. If you've never given, won't you take this opportunity on Matching Monday? Because your gift's going to have such a great impact here during Spring Share-a-thon. Join the family. We have plenty of room at the table for you. So if you've never given before, take this opportunity. Make this the first Share-a-thon that you've participated in, and call 888-823-5286. In fact, as we go to break, make the call now so that you don't miss any of the great conversation that we're going to have with Ed on the other side of this. 888-823-5286 is the number to call. 888-823-5286. Or you can make that safe, secure donation at materdeiradio.com, or you can use that Hail Mary Media app. Absolutely free. If you haven't already done so, please download it to your smartphone, your tablet, whatever device you use. I have it on both my iPad and my iPhone, and I use it a lot. It is a great resource to renew my hope. And that's what we're talking about here for the next 5 days at Mater Dei Radio. It's the theme of our 2024 Spring Share-a-thon. And Patrick Ryan in the studio now with some folks to thank.
Well, we do have some people to thank. I want to thank Ed for being here from Catholic Charities, because hope is about what they do 24/7, 365. So Ed is definitely an agent of hope.
Absolutely.
And listen to this, Ed. We got a call in from Gina. Gina is already a regular donor here at Mater Dei Radio, but she says she's praying for the station, and she said if not for Catholic Charities, she'd be homeless and battling cancer alone.
Oh, my goodness.
So you talk about providing hope. Thank you for sharing that with us, Gina. That is so important to hear that. But these are the types of things you facilitate, because this strengthens our partnership with Catholic Charities of Oregon, in addition to our relationship that we have with ministries across Oregon and Southwest Washington. Everything from CYO Camp Howard to the religious orders, Mount Angel, for example. We've got a lot of strategic partnerships that really help us grow the kingdom. And we look at ourselves as the glue that kind of brings it all together. We're that city center, if you will, where you've got the town crier still making those announcements. And we're that town crier. So you make that possible. For 34 years, you have made that possible, helping people like Gina through Mater Dei Radio. So help us today. We're well on the way to the $2,000 goal, 680 to go, and we need your help to get there. 888-823-5286. Let's spread some hope.
So Brenda was talking about this guy, Jesus, I guess, is talking about.
Have you heard of him?
Yeah, I think I have, yeah. But like the corporal works of mercy, you know, that's what you're doing there at Catholic Charities of Oregon. And Mater Dei Radio, we think more of like the spiritual works of mercy, instruct the ignorant. And we don't use ignorant as a derogatory term there. It's just we don't know. Mm-hmm. There are people out there that don't know about Jesus Christ. They don't know about the truth of the Catholic Church. And that's what Mater Dei Radio is this beacon that spreads this hope across. And we don't know what kind of ripple effect that's going to be. That $10 a month that you give today, you have no idea this side of the veil, the ripple effect that that is going to cause, that we're going to hear more great stories like hers. We're going to bring more people into the church. But just the incredible work that you do at Catholic Charities in spreading the word and letting people know about all the wonderful corporal works of mercy that happen.
I was just reflecting on our relationship between Catholic Charities and Mater Dei and thinking farther back to that guy Jesus you keep mentioning. But, you know, he did healings. He helped people. And then what happened was people started telling the story about what he did. That was an important part. That it wouldn't have gone out of Palestine if the story hadn't happened. So you are heirs to the storytellers of the early church. And that was a real oral tradition, right? We didn't really write anything down until much later. The telling the story person to person is so important. It's the Holy Spirit's alive there. It moves along. It sparks people's lives. And, you know, I was a longtime newspaper guy, but there's something about radio. People can be turning a dial, and they'll just happen upon 88.3 or 94.9 down in Eugene, and it can change their lives.
It's a very intimate media, is that you can be listening in the car. Nobody knows what you're listening to. So maybe it's like, I don't know if I want people knowing that I listen to Catholic radio. You don't have to tell if you don't want to, if you don't want to share that story just yet, because you have that intimacy of listening in your car, listening in your home, and be able to learn, just to tune it in, to listen, and hopefully be convicted by something that you hear, to put that faith in action, to give somebody else hope.
888-823-5286. All of you folks who used to love the Catholic Sentinel and read it, I really appeal to you to donate to Mater Dei Radio. Take what you might have spent for a subscription to the Sentinel. Give it to Mater Dei Radio right now, because they really are the heirs of telling that story. They've been doing it for 34, 35 years. My math is bad on that too. Really, this story, keeping the story alive, is so, so vital to our enterprise and really to the kingdom of God.
I love these words that start to come out when we begin Share-a-thon. We are agents of hope. We are heirs. I mean, I'm feeling like I'm going to have to get that humility crown that I won at the YCP event. And it's getting really shiny.
Is it?
I just feel like, I feel like a child of God, right? That is how we should all definitely feel. 888-823-5286. Brian, I love what you were saying about how intimate Yeah. You know, I remember when I started here, my kids were like, Mom, you got to get on the radio and you talk to all those people. And I said, I'm not talking to all those people. I'm just talking. It's just me and the person who's listening. That's it. That's all the conversation is. That's how Christ talked to people oftentimes, too. Just one person at a time. You know, there were moments when then that person told another person and that person told another person. You know, we just came through this Easter vigil, this Triduum, and you would think about the candle, the new Easter candle being brought into the dark church on Saturday evening. And it's dark and there's no lights on. And that one light gets passed to another. And then that one goes to two. And then those two go to four. And before you know it, you can just see the sea of lights lighting up in that church. And then you can see everything. Everything is illuminated then. So let Mater Dei Radio help illuminate this kingdom, this Portland kingdom in Southwest Washington. Time to call in St. Joseph, St. John's, the Proto-Cathedral of St. James the Greater. This is your radio station, too. Now is the time to call. It is a matching Monday. You know, we got a bell ringer, and so this is what happens. We see it all the time.
This
goal, and then somebody's like, all right, I'm going to participate. I have this idea in mind, what I want to give, and then they give. But then somebody thinks, oh, well, they're going to get there, right? And then the phone stops ringing.
Well, it's ringing now.
But it is ringing now, Patrick.
How about that? 888-823-5286. Love this. We heard from Maureen and Dave in Vancouver, by the way. They go to St. Francis of Assisi here in Portland, and they made a gift this morning in thanksgiving for 26 years of marriage and for their three wonderful children.
Oh, so, congratulations.
Yeah, Maureen and Dave, happy anniversary. Absolutely. 26 years. That is outstanding.
Beautiful.
Love that. And I think that's one of the things that we're able to do through our programming is strengthen marriage. Mm-hmm. We have some shows that are specifically dedicated to that exact thing. I can think of two right off the top of my head for the weekend that we air that are just about strengthening marriage. So it's a sacrament in the Catholic Church, and it's a pretty big deal, and we like to celebrate that. We like to celebrate Maureen and Dave on their 26th anniversary today, making that gift, giving back. I love it.
That's it. Holy marriages. That is a gift.
So 6:54 to go for the hour. We're trying to get a $2,000 hour in. We're really getting close. 6:54. Got that phone call. We need your help. Mm-hmm. 6:54. What I figure, Brenda, three, four more phone calls will get us there.
Okay.
And over the top at 888-823-5286 or online, materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app.
So if you go online to materdeiradio.com, you will see the Spring Share-a-thon link right there at the top of the page. And if you open that up, you'll actually get a good picture of what it is that we are offering you, a gift. It's not a big thing, but it is our way to say thank you. And it is a way to remind you and maybe others who you choose to share these things with that you support Mater Dei Radio. Of course, Ed, you are no stranger to water bottles. Of course, we've got this beautiful Pray, Hope, Don't Worry water bottle. St. Padre Pio, obviously that's his quote. You will have an option to receive that. That is yours for a gift of $120 or more, just $10 a month. You know, it's funny when you are looking at your finances and what money you have available. We know that it's tight. Mm-hmm. I mean, inflation has gotten everybody. It's gotten MaterDeiRadio.com too. But what we also kind of understand and recognize, though, is, you know, maybe it's the giving pool that starts to shrink. Because, you know, even though your coffee at the fancy coffee shop's gone up, aren't we the first ones in line to get our coffee? We're willing to pay that. We know that that's what's important. We want to have that coffee in the morning. Well, it's gone up $2, $3, $4, $5, right? But okay, so what pool are you going to take that from? Things here at Mater Dei Radio have gotten more expensive. Would you be willing to offer up one coffee a month, one coffee a week, and give it to Mater Dei Radio? That's what we're asking you to do today. If you were able to offer up, you know, one a week, $30 a month. The Brigantine monks, They are outstanding, and we know what they are able to. They pray for the world, and then they make us happy by creating things like truffles.
Ooh,
and more importantly, Easter truffles. Where are you going to find Easter truffles from, if not from Mater Dei Radio? Handmade by the Brigantine monks at the Priory of Our Lady of Consolation right here in Amity, Oregon. This limited edition collection of their famous petite truffles. Now, perhaps maybe throughout the Lenten season, you gave up that extra sweet, kind of a little penitential offering. Well, you can make it up by helping Mater Dei Radio, and we are going to send you Easter truffles. I mean, my goodness, put those out in one afternoon, they would all be gone.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah. And at the beginning, we talked about that today is a feast day because today is the Annunciation. So what better way than to feast with some truffles from the Brigantines?
Oh, they are fabulous. Fabulous. And of course, for a gift of $750, the Grotto Centennial Pack with Pieta Statue and four Upper Garden Passes commemorate 100 years of the National Sanctuary of Our Sorrowful Mother. 100 years. You know, people, when they come to the Portland area, Catholic or not, they spend time at the Grotto. I mean, it is absolutely beautiful. Talk about just by being open, just by welcoming people to their grounds. Talk about an evangelization. They were hit so hard by that January storm. I mean, the upper gardens were shut down for months.
Oh, wow.
Because of the number of trees that were down. In the lower area, too, the number of trees that were down. Over the last few years, Mater Dei Radio has started the Catholics Care Campaign. This year, the recipient of the Catholic Cares Campaign is going to be the Grotto, because they had to spend so much time, effort, and their funds to just clear the pathways. Cut down. There were hundreds of trees, I believe, that went down during that ice storm. The upper gardens, even longer, they were shut down. We are so thankful that the gardens are open again, but they are kind of having to recover. So we are partnering with them for this very special gift. You can go up and see how beautiful the gardens are, especially this time of year. And then finally, for a gift of $1,200 or more, of course, you get that bell ringer and the Mater Dei Radio private gathering at Backwoods Brewing Company. Now, the great thing about materdeiradio.com is you have access to all of our past interviews. Patrick had a wonderful opportunity and spoke with Steve Waters, one of the owners of Backwoods Brewing. He talked about, you know, they've got the, I think, two here in the Portland metro area, one out in Carson in the Gorge, the Backwoods Brewery. He said he spends so much time in his car, he can pray up to three rosaries a day. That's how he made good of his time. Of course, they have the new one opening up. It's Hillsboro here. We're going to have a very special gathering there, and he's going to talk about the power of the rosary and what it has done for his life. So that, of course, happening at Backwoods Brewery. Those gifts are cumulative. That means that if you give at that $1,200 level, $100 a month, you will get access to that special private gathering at Backwoods. You'll also get the Centennial Pack at the Grotto and the truffles and the aluminum water bottle.
Amazing.
And win, win, win.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I do love that. Going back to the Steve Waters story. Yeah. Talking about renew your hope, you know, wow, you know, this. He can pray the rosary three times a day. That's incredible. And thanks to all the stuff that we have and that you make available to everybody on the Hail Mary Media app and just over the radio during our broadcast day, we are able to invite so many people to pray so many times a day and really help to build up not only ourselves, but our communities through being able to pray and grow closer in our own relationship to Christ. There's no other way to bring Christ to other people unless, of course, you know him and you're able to do that. And so let's help invite people closer to the side of Christ so that they can live that out and renew the hope of everybody around them too.
Team Jesus.
Team Jesus. We should get jerseys made, Brenda.
We should.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody would get number one though on it. So that would be hard to differentiate everybody. We're number one.
We are number one. We were the first.
That's right.
888-823-5286. Make the call during the break. When we come back, we'll finish up our conversation with Catholic Charities of Oregon. You don't want to miss that. So make the call now as we go to break. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. 1-800-823-5286. Thanks for that. Wow. No sooner are the numbers out of my mouth that the phone is ringing. Thank you so much for that call. We have three open phone lines now. So just remember, we have plenty of operators standing by here at Monterey Radio. Lots of friendly voices ready to talk to you on the other side of 888-823-5286. So don't let that phone ringing deter you from picking up the phone and making that call now. Or if it's more convenient for you, you can make that safe, secure donation online at MaterDayRadio.com or download and use the free Hail Mary Media app to make your donation. Patrick Ryan in the studio with some folks to thank.
We are talking to some very wonderful folks today, including we heard from Cass and Bobby in Vancouver. Go to St. John the Evangelist Parish up there. Thank you so much, Cass and Bobby, for getting through this morning. Also, Claudia at St. Juan Diego here in Portland out in the Bethany area. Thank you, Claudia, for all you do for the ministry. We couldn't do it without you. And we heard from Suzanne in the capital city of Salem, home to our own Eric. Yeah. Aww. he is a Salemite, is that right?
I think so.
He thinks so.
Salemite?
Okay. All right,
is that
Suzanne.
Like Vegemite?
Thank you, Suzanne, for your gift. Here's where we stand for the hour. We're trying to get a $2,000 hour in to take care of that $20,000 we're trying to raise for the day, all of it going into the match. So every single one of these dollars will be doubled because you are the match. $146 to go. So we're just $146 away from making it a $2,000 plus hour. And with those phone calls coming in, we may have gone over, but why don't you assure us of the fact that we're going to go over and call now, 888-823-5286. Be a part of the fun on this Matching Monday.
Going back to Catholic Charities of Oregon, and of course with the theme of the Spring Share-a-thon being Renew Your Hope, and we've been talking with Ed about ways that Catholic Charities does that, but do you have some stories that you can share? I know you've only been there for about a year and a half now, but what are some things that you can share with our listening audience today, some hopeful stories of things, you know, the impact that Catholic Charities makes?
Sure, Brian. You know, for 30 years before I joined Catholic Charities, I worked at the Catholic Sentinel and wrote about Catholic Charities fairly often. So some of my favorite stories are about some of the women who have faced homelessness who meet Catholic Charities. We have this great program called the Housing Transitions Program, and the name kind of speaks for itself. But these are women who are on the streets. Often, you know, not every homeless person is mentally ill or addicted to something. I'm thinking of one woman who was caring for her elderly parents for 20 years and living in the house with her parents. Dad died, and then mom died. And then the older siblings wanted to sell the house so that they could get that money and take care of their lives. Well, this youngest daughter didn't have a place to live. So she started bouncing from couch to couch, eventually ended up sleeping outside. And then someone told her about Catholic Charities, and she came and met our fantastic Victoria Waldrop, who leads that program, became friends. Then we have a place called Kenton Women's Village. It's a little pod of houses up in North Portland where women can stay and form community. And then we have a transitional housing where this woman moved into, but then eventually moved into one of our affordable permanent housing places, has a cat, has a job, has an income. And there are many, many like her who went from real trouble to through their interactions with Catholic Charities to having a stable life where they can start reaching out to others now. And she helps us volunteer. So good turnaround. Stories like that that Catholic Charities has that Modern Day helps us tell. Our Natalie Wood, our executive director, comes on quite often and helps tell these stories. And that's how the word gets spread. Maybe a homeless person will hear a story about that and reach out for us someday. You never know what's going to happen on radio. You never know what kind of life you're going to touch. And I really urge you to support Modern Day Radio by calling 888-823-5286.
Now is the time to call 888-823-5286. We were so close. We're going to round up $150. What portion of that? Three people giving us $50? That would take care of it. One person, maybe you want to take it all. Maybe you want to look at some of those gifts and think, oh, I'd like to come in at one of those levels. Any amount. We don't have to hold to $2,000. We can go over. And of course, there are those beautiful prayer shawls. Please look at those when you go online. We have not given any of those out yet. We have four available for at $750. But you need to let the person on the phone know that you're calling at that level, you're pledging at the $750 level or more, right? We're not going to hold you to that, and that you want a specific prayer shawl. I mean, people have been talking about that Marine Haven. That leather and lace is awfully nice. This one is unique because it actually has a tie crocheted into the shawl, so it will go beautifully over. I, though, am particularly fond of this olive grove. I looked at it, and it is beautiful. The picture is beautiful, and it doesn't even compare to how beautiful the actual shawl is. And remember, those prayer shawls, the people, the women that make those, they sit and they gather in prayer. Every stitch is prayed for whoever it is. They don't know who is going to receive it, right? We don't know who's going to receive it. But God received those prayers ahead of time, kind of like an early deposit for that person. So if you would like one of those prayer shawls for somebody who is suffering, Mother's Day is maybe coming up, you want to get something wonderful for your mom, you let her know. Maybe she's a listener of Mater Dei Radio. Let her know, I support what you support. I love our Lord the way you love our Lord, and support Mater Dei Radio, and we would love to send you one of these that you can give her for Mother's Day, that she'll always remember the legacy that she started maybe in her life and that has passed on to you. What portion of that? We need to get those phones calling. This is the last segment, the last 9 minutes we're going to have with Ed Longwah. What portion can you take? Please call now, 888-823-5286, or online at materdeiradio.com.
I know that my mother has one of those prayer shells. It's very nice, but the dog likes it a little too much, and so is always like stealing it and running around with it, and we always have to recover the prayer shawl back from the dog.
Even the pets know how much love goes into making those. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, absolutely.
And also, if you have a high school graduate, what a great opportunity to get one of these prayer shawls. And then when they go off to college,
you give that
prayer shawl to that child. And they go off, they take it to college. And when they're feeling a little bit homesick and they put that prayer shawl on and they just feel the love and support of not only their family, but their Lord and Savior, too, because all of that Catholic spirituality is just knitted up into that prayer shawl.
Lord knows they need our prayers.
And they need it. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have an update from the call center. Where are we sitting at, Patrick?
$146 to go. $146 to go to make it a $2,000 hour. That was our goal for the hour. We don't want to fall short.
No.
I mean, we're like, you know, on the 2-yard line. We just got to punch it in. Let's put it in over the top, if you will. $146 to go. Will you be the person who gets us there? Curtis told me, he said things have slowed down online. What's up with that? MatraDeiRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. Never a line there, never a busy signal. You can get right through online. And right now, all of our phones are open on the phone bank, so you can get through at 888-823-5286. $146 to go to make it a $2,000 hour. You know, one prayer shawl would put us well over the top and get us a lot of momentum going into the next hour. Let's do it for Ed. Let's do it for Catholic Charities of Oregon. 888-823-5286. Come on, let's get the phones ringing and the internet dinging here at Mater Dei Radio.
So, Ed, what words of encouragement for those out there that are on the fence? I don't know if I want to do it right now. You know, let's get them that little shot of courage to pick up the phone and call this morning.
Well, Brian, I'm a history guy, and I want people to realize that they have the legacy in their hands, something that started on December 8th, 1989, I believe. From 1959 until then, the rosary was on one of the public radio stations, but then the public radio station stopped. So this guy named Nicholas Mariana decided we need our own Catholic radio station. The first lay-led Catholic radio station in the country was this. And so the legacy of this is in your hands. And look what's happened since 1989. Just around-the-clock programming, Hail Mary Media app, moderndayradio.com. These guys aren't just resting on their laurels. They're continuing to move forward, continuing to tell that story, but they need your help to be able to continue it. So please, 888-823-5286, just $146 to get us over the line and continue that legacy that probably some of you out there, your parents and your grandparents got this going, and they're probably looking down from heaven at you saying, keep up the work.
Or sometimes even across the kitchen table, too. Like in my case, you know, I'm still living at home with my parents, and you know, yeah, they've been big supporters all through my life, and so I grew up listening to Modern Day Radio all the time. Before it was Modern Day Radio, it was just one station, one live stream. There's a phone right now. We love to hear that. That's music to our ears. To put us right where we're looking at for this hour, you don't even have to give a dollar a day. We're just about, like, what, 141? And we're
146.
146. Excuse me. I'm not known for math. But yeah. We're
That's right. He's going to be a lawyer. He doesn't need to know math.
No, that's what CPAs are for.
888-823-5286. Now, one call came in. We do not know how much that pledge is. So if we could get three more phone calls in, 5 minutes left in this hour with Ed Longmaw, what portion can you take? Let's just say $150. $150. What portion? Three people calling in at $50. That'll get us there.
And right? You get that magnet, right?
And you get that magnet. Of course, that beautiful Divine Mercy magnet. I mean, the floodgates were open, right? Isn't that what St. Faustina said? Well, let's open up these floodgates of giving. Allow yourself to be moved by that pull. You know, you are listening now. You want to support Mater Dei Radio. Maybe you're just thinking, oh, I will make a pledge. I'm busy now. Just pause right now. Just make that pause right now and make that pledge. It's Monday. This is going to set us up so much better for the rest of the week if we can get as much of this matching fund built up today on this Matching Monday. 888-823-5286. What portion can you take? $150. Can you take it all?
Great.
We would appreciate that.
Sure.
Absolutely. Can you take a portion of it? Can you say, you know what? I can do that and more and more. God has blessed me in a special way. Thank you so much. Let's see if we can keep that going. 888-823-5286.
We call that a phone blitz back home.
As
we fill up all of our phone lines.
Oh,
that's a phone blitz.
Okay.
And that usually happens about now towards the top of the hour. So if you do happen to get a busy signal, you never get one at materdeiradio.com. You don't get a busy signal there if you want to make your gift online. But as Eric mentioned, we do love to hear the phone ring here in the studio. So I believe we still have two open phone lines. There are lots of friendly voices ready to talk to you right now on the other side of 888-823-5286. That's 888-823-5286. Call now. Let's fill up those other two phone lines and ensure that we reach that goal here in the next 3 minutes. So,
all right. What portion can you take? $150 is what remain in this hour with our good friend Ed Longwa. 888-823-5286. Ed has got to get back on his bike and he has got to pedal over to Catholic Charities. We do not. Can you imagine him getting down on his bike knowing we did not reach that level? What a sad bike ride that would be back to Catholic Charities of Oregon. Please help us get to this hour, Ed. It's been such a wonderful time. Tell them one more time why they need to call.
You need to call 888-823-5286 to keep that storytelling going that makes our church live and makes our church grow. It's not just a thing in the past, an artifact of the past. It's alive, and the stories make it live even more brightly.
Oh, the greatest story ever told. Somebody should make a movie about that.
I like
that would
that
be
title.
A good one.
Absolutely.
888-823-5286. That is just about going to wrap it up for us. I think Pat did come in. He was looking over shoulders, adding up very quickly all of the pledges that came in. We got a thumbs up.
Yay!
We got a thumbs up for you. You can go back to work now and tell Natalie what you did it for Catholic Charities and helped Mater Dei Radio this hour. It's always such a wonderful, wonderful morning when you get to join us.
Thank you so much. Prayers to you and your listeners.
All right. 888-823-5286. Let's see. Maybe a little runneth over of the cup for sure. We are going to continue to count up all of those pledges that came in. But I just can't help but say thank you so much to all of those people that joined us. And Ed, it's always so wonderful to talk with you. And thank you for your gift of storytelling and getting the words out to, from the Catholic Sentinel to what you are now doing at Catholic Charities of Oregon. It is always such a wonderful opportunity to have you in. And again, keep this great partnership going.
Thank you, Brenda.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this hour. And during the break, you know, make those calls. We'll have a new hour and a new guest coming up, and you don't want to miss that. So during the break, make the call. Get it out of the way so that you can sit back and enjoy the rest of this beautiful matching Monday. We've been off to a great start here so far, but we have much, much more to come. So let's keep those phones ringing at 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. More on the other side of the break.